King Magnus at the 100 with no effort. Sosie Bond there. King Magnus surges. King Magnus in front, looking for a local win. King Magnus won the Cranbourne Cup. Our Playboy up for second. Photo third.
Terrific embrace between Robbie Griffiths, Matt de Kock and Sandy McKenzie, who strapped King Magnus yesterday. Very emotional after the win. And Lockie King, not long into the senior riding ranks, takes out a $500 stakes race at Cranbourne. And it was a terrific day for Lockie also. But great day for the training partnership. And Robbie Griffiths joins us this morning. Congratulations, Robbie.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you very much.
Mentioned that embrace, and it's always good to win races, but it looked like it was something special yesterday. How were you feeling when King Magnus crossed the line?
Oh, it was very special. I think that when you grow up in your hometown and become an apprentice jockey and trainer and go through all of those growing years, and you want to sort of be part of your local folklore, and then to have it become a dream, become a reality, and especially in your first year of your training partnership with Matthew, and to have it all happen, especially in the inaugural running of the TAB Cranbourne Cup, there was, you know, everything sort of just fell into place. It was Lockie King's only second ride as a senior, our first year of the partnership, all of those years growing up. Yeah, it was a very special day. So it was a big bucket list moment for me personally. So, yeah, it was a lot of emotion there.
There was a lot happening in your life at the time you were transitioning into the partnership with a health scare that fortunately you've fully recovered from. Looking back on that now, how important was that development of the partnership in one, developing your business, but also helping you recover the way you have?
Very important in both aspects, because, you know, as we all know, when somebody has a health issue, you're at the crossroads. Do you, you know, forge forward, or do you take a backward step and, you know, concentrate on just looking after yourself? And, you know, naturally you do that in the short term. Do you get back on the bike and put a lot of energy into rebranding? Well, once Matthew, I'd already made a promise to Matthew that he could work alongside of me as Hughes Energy was coming to Australia. And once we realised how compatible we were and how well we worked along one another and what a big skill set that he had, it just made such a good idea to work together as a partnership. So then that fork in the road, it was a very easy decision to put our energy into rebranding, revamping what we had in the past and what we could have moving forward. Which also, the partnership had so much scope for me to recover, you know, reinvigorate, and all of those wonderful ideas to go forward. So we've done that, and I think it's reflecting in sort of what direction we're heading. We don't have a lot of older horses, but those ones like Hal Warson and King Magnus are really flying the flag for us. But the energy's there, as everyone can see, and I think that it's working really well.
What are some of the other ideas and perhaps, you know, things that have been now incorporated in your business that just a different set of eyes, such as Matt's been able to incorporate into your program?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that everyone's seeing is that, you know, how many runs horses have. You know, people keep saying, oh, the horses have been in work a long time and they're waiting for them to lose form, and they're not. You know, I think when you travel the world, you know, you're not always afforded the luxury of being able to rest horses. And I think we gel so well together, and the combination of being able to bounce ideas off one another and then combine with these wonderful facilities that we have at Cranbourne, where everything's at our fingertips, from deep sand to beaches to 10 tracks and variety, it's really reflecting in how the longevity of our horses and being able to hold them up for a long period of time, which is so economically viable for our owners and fantastic for, you know, you look at King Magnus here yesterday, 10 runs, and, you know, using Don't Tell the Boss as an example, how long she stayed up and so on, just horses fresh this year as an example. And I think that him having, you know, global experiences with his dad, and the best part of that, those experiences, they're winning ones too, you know, and I think that having been able to bounce all those ideas always gives you fresh ones. And as we all know, Warren, you never stop learning with horses. You've got to always have an open mind enable yourself to further develop in your own skill set. And because we are so compatible, it's great to be able to add anything that he can bring to the table. So, I think that's a wonderful opportunity for us to develop together. And I think it's reflecting in the longevity of our horses and how many runs they're having in a campaign.
You mentioned Lockie King's role in that success yesterday, just into the senior riding ranks, only his second ride as a senior. How did you see the race unfolding?
Well, it went exactly as we'd planned. As you know, with my friendship with Dean Lester over such a long period, we used Dean's speed maps, and it just worked out perfectly like that. Lockie, the three of us spoke, and we said, you know, there's speed in the race. This is how it'll play out. Lockie's experience on King Magnus was very valuable to our strategy. He'd ridden him in a scenario where he'd been beaten on him, which was also important because he does look around a bit. Dino's always reminding me to put blinkers on him. He can look around a bit, so you've got to time your run. And he's won on him before, so the experiences of both beaten and winning were very important. So he rode to that speed map beautifully. He timed his run to move into the race very well, and the rest is history. So I think it was a great opportunity for him to be on board yesterday, but he certainly took full advantage of his opportunity, and everything worked out just exactly as we'd planned.
Your strapper yesterday, Sandy McKenzie, who's had an amazing life herself and horse racing and looking after and working with horses, such a passion of Sandy's. How did she come to be involved in your stable? And for those that don't know, she was at the forefront of women's sport in Australia, particularly with golf many years ago as a top-line golfer, now a sports commentator. So there's many strings to Sandy's bow. Robbie, how did she come to be part of your team?
Well, we're very lucky there because Sandy's pretty passionate about horses and working on and off in the Cranbourne area with Nikki Burke and Highlands and others over her time in Cranbourne. And I was actually at the yearling sales and working away interstate when she came knocking on the door looking for a bit of work in between other things that she does. And so we were delighted to have her on board, and she's sort of continuing to do a little bit more day by day, which is great. And she looks after King Magnus, and as you can see, she's very passionate about anything she turns a hand to. It, but certainly in the stable, you can see that passion shine yesterday. And she loves the King. The King actually gave her a little bit of a love bite yesterday on the hand. And she's got a nice little bruise that she's sporting. But it didn't stop her emotion and enthusiasm yesterday, that's for sure. So she's a big part of the team, as the rest of them are around the stable. And Reed Belfer rides him in all of his training, and he's done a great job with him. So it's a great team effort. There's too many to mention, but as you can see yesterday with Sandy, there's a lot of passion in the stable.
How did the King pull up after that run yesterday? I think you mentioned that he has earned a break, and certainly 10 runs and a $500,000 stakes race yesterday, you'd think he has. How did he come through it?
Excuse me, Warren. He actually pulled up sensational. He's really good. He's got a great constitution for a lightly framed horse that there's not much of him. He actually pulled up really well. Well, hence the reason he lined up yesterday. We thought that he might have been a little jaded after the Cantala, but he pulled up really well, and the same applies after yesterday's run. So he will go out for a well-deserved rest and look at the autumn, but he certainly is in good order after yesterday's performance.
Ticked that mile box yesterday, and his wet track form reads well also, so he's versatile from that extent. What do you look forward to in the autumn with him?
Oh, look, we're going to have that dream like everyone does and pop him in the All-Star Mile, but realistically we're just going to look at your handicap racing like we've done and just see how he's sort of rated and how that compares to those rated around him at the time. And we're not going to be silly, we're just going to poke along and look at the races he's been in, and as he builds his fitness during the autumn, we'll see what competitors are around, and really no different to the type of races that he's been in. Now we've been just poking along, looking at the handicaps that he's been racing in, and head towards the Cantala like we did. So we'll look at those feature handicaps in the autumn and see if we can get amongst the action as he's done, you know. But But naturally, we will look at the All-Star, and if it's a dream that's achievable and he's going well enough, well, we'll see what happens. You never know. Dreams are free, as they say.
Another part of emerging from COVID is starting to get people back at the races, and it was just so good to see people enjoying themselves at the races, socialising, and people queuing outside, waiting for lifts home, waiting for their Ubers and taxis. Yesterday, a legacy of having crowds at the races. How did it feel also to just have that atmosphere at the Cranbourne Cup yesterday?
I thought it was outstanding. It's been so missed, the absence of our owners and spectators and racing fans was just something that's it felt like it was never going to happen. And to drive to the races yesterday and see so many cars, it felt like a Cranbourne Cup of old. And to see all the people there and people hanging over the fence and yelling out owners, and it was just sensational, Warren. It was so good to see. And, yeah, welcome back, that's for sure.
Another big part of your team's your wife, Shirani, who's such an important part of the business. And for those that don't know, she's got one of the world's biggest cushion collections spread throughout the house. Does that entitle her to go shopping and try and find some new treasures during the week?
Yeah, I think she's got her eye on a few more cushions. We're actually in the process of moving house as this weekend. So I think there's a few more cushions in store for the new house, Warren.
Well, I'd have a good look through the new house, because from what I've seen, there could be people living and hiding under the cushions spread throughout the house, and you wouldn't know. So I'd do a sweep of the house before you take full occupancy, Robbie.
Good on you, Warren. Thank you.
What about a winner today? For those that are looking at Donald, Bring the Stars and the Cassini look to be in suitable races. What's your expectation there?
Yeah, well, we've got high expectations for both. Bring the Stars sort of hasn't really learnt to find the line yet. He bobbed up and down a little bit in the one spot at Maui. Possibly the running in the race was a little bit of a sit and sprint for him, and the track was a little greasy. He's a genuine dry track horse, and the surface was rated a 5, but probably rates more like a 6. But hoping that the track upgraded, he really is down the track. You'll probably find him be a better 3 or 4 horse rather than a 5. But just on talent alone, he's a genuine winning chance. And you would believe the 2,000 metres will suit. So we'd like to think he can win. The Cassini is a horse that ran really well on debut. It's a little bit stiff not to find the winner's stall. 1,350 will suit. Still does a bit wrong, but based on the strength of his first start, can win. Just has to do everything right, but he's a genuine winning chance. So we're hoping that we can walk away with 2 winners. But we'd like to think that both horses will give us very good top 3 performances and hopefully wins for their owners.
Congratulations again on yesterday, Robbie. Such a significant day for all involved with King Magnus in the Cranbourne Cup. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Warren. Thanks very much.
Terrific day for Robbie Griffiths yesterday, taking out the Cranbourne Cup, $500,000 listed race over 1,600 metres.